Kirby knew, obviously. A lot of you listeners know because you listen to me talk.
Some of you don't even know what Sarah and I look like, which is wild to me. Like, y'all never bothered to be like, let me look up their Instagram and just see what they look like. Yeah, I guarantee you there are people. If you don't know what Sarah and I look like, call the hotline.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
That's cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impress.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
This is a long time coming.
It is.
I'm so happy to finally say that we are talking about Inbrace and my Inbrace experience, interviewing some experts on the subject, and I have really straight teeth after all of it. So I'm really happy to come out on the other side.
So Sarah, when she had Inbrace, a lot of you were wondering, like, what is it? And she did briefly talk about it like a few times throughout her Inbrace journey, but we figured we'd give a lowdown on exactly what this is. This is semi-new technology for adult braces. It's very different from like aligners, retainers, even regular braces that go on the front of your teeth. So we decided it'd be most beneficial to have not only the creator of Inbrace to kind of give you a lowdown on like why he created it and what makes it different from everything else, but then also Dr. Kawakami, who was Sarah's dentist, is Sarah's dentist. She is going to also explain the different options out there if you're considering adult braces or trying to shift your teeth in some way. There are so many options out there. There's direct-to-consumer, where you just buy something on the internet and get it shipped to your house. Of course, there's Invisalign, which is another type. Extremely popular as well. The Smile Direct clubs of the world. There's traditional regular braces that you can get on the front of your teeth and call it a day. But she's going to break down all the different options available, what they serve,
why you might be a good candidate.
Yes, every individual patient, as you guys well know, it depends. So what may work for Sarah and may have been necessary for Sarah may not be necessary for you. So a lot of options to get into. But Sarah, tell us a little bit about the creator of Inbrace.
I got to speak with Dr. John Pham, and he is the co-creator, and he's also an orthodontist. So he created InBrace while he was working at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles during his orthodontic residency. And, you know, Kirby and I love when, like, a product is invented because of, like, a medical need, i.e. like Augustinus Bader, Lemaire. So he, John Pham, was working on children with cleft lip and palate. These children typically have like a lot of orthodontic issues. And a lot of these kids were traveling hours by car, if not like flying all the way to CHLA, because it's like one of the most prestigious, best children's hospitals in the country or the world. And so they were coming weekly or monthly to fix their ortho issues. And so John, Dr. Pham, knew that there had to be a way for these kids to be treated quicker and more efficiently, so they were not having to come in every 2 to 4 weeks to be seen. And he also like really wanted to help them. Already they're dealing with their cleft lip and palate. Like, do they really need to also have like the traditional braces like on top of their teeth? Like, is there a way where they didn't have to look worse before they could look better? Which is, you'll hear in our interview with Dr. Pham, that's sort of like InBrace's tagline. So this is where the idea for InBrace began. So for these kids, they were able to space out their appointments. They didn't have to come in every 2 to 4 weeks. It was like every 6 to 8 weeks. And they were seeing that the teeth were moving faster, it was less painful, and the results were immediate because the brace, the smart wire, is behind the teeth. So as the teeth change, obviously, like, you can see it right away. It's like instant gratification. And that's something that I really appreciated and found when I was wearing my InBrace, is that even though there is the adjustment period in the beginning where I was like texting Kirby, I'm like, I can't talk, I can't eat. We went on that press trip with Sunday Riley, like right after I got them done. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I can't talk to anyone. But like after that initial period, you know, then your teeth are adjusting a little bit slower, but still quicker than conventional braces. And Dr. Pham will talk about that. But you see your teeth like straighten almost immediately, which is kind of crazy. So that was the point of inspiration for InBrace. And obviously, like, that was a long time ago, and the technology has gotten even better. The AI that they use to create these little smart personal wires are crazy. The wire itself is so, so tiny, and you wouldn't even think that like something like that had the ability to like straighten or pull your teeth in ways that it needs to, but it does. It's very strong because like I said, it's like, it is painful at the beginning. And Dr. Pham, like, he explains that, you know, it is less painful than other braces options. I have never had any other braces options. I did do the Smile Direct Club aligners, and those were painful in the way that, like, when you get a new retainer or you haven't worn your retainer in a few days and you put it on, you know, and you're like, oh my God, this is so tight. Like, I can tell that my teeth have shifted. Like, that was the level of pain for Smile Direct. InBrace, like, the first couple weeks when you get a new wire is like a little painful. That all said, the whole experience for me worked to my benefit because, one, I really didn't want to have to wear the Invisalign aligners because I know I wasn't disciplined enough. And I knew that if I did that, I would have ended up having to wear braces for like a year and a half. My whole InBrace experience was probably like 7-8 months. Yeah, like 8 months. Another thing was I wanted to be able to like floss and brush my teeth. You couldn't do that with other lingual braces, which is for behind the teeth braces. Obviously couldn't do it with traditional braces. And then I also just like wanted to be able to like take photos, walk around, and look as though I didn't have braces. And like a lot of people didn't even realize I had braces. They didn't know me well enough to hear my little lisp that I had because of my InBrace, or they were like, have you had a lisp this whole time? Like, all right, you obviously weren't listening to me when I was talking to you my entire friendship. No, I'm just kidding.
Sad.
Well, that's the thing. It was like, Kirby knew, obviously. A lot of you listeners know because you listen to me talk.
Some of you don't even know what Sarah and I look like, which is wild to me. Like, y'all never bothered to be like, let me look up their Instagram and just see what they look like. Yeah, I guarantee you there are people. If you don't know what Sarah and I look like, call the hotline. Call the hotline.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you right now, there are people that don't know what we look like. So all they knew was your voice.
You're so right. Because even when I listen to like NPR and stuff, it takes me like a while to actually Google like who the actual host is. And then you look and then you're like, oh my God.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see the difference.
You're like, I can't believe the person looks like this. Yeah, it's crazy. So enough about my opinion. Let's hear it straight from Dr. Pham, the founder. Here is my little mini interview with him. He's going to explain, you know, his like elevator pitch for Embrace, how it differs from what else is out there, and who is the best candidate for the Embrace.
I'm John Pham. I'm the founder of Embrace and one of the co-inventors. And I'm an orthodontist by training, but also, you know, an entrepreneur through and through. We like to think of Embrace as the first teeth straightening device that's actually designed for you and made for real life. And what we mean by that is that it allows consumers like you and I to eat, drink, floss like we normally would without, you know, braces and live our full lives, you know, the way we normally would. And for doctors, it offers the predictable outcomes and the patient comfort and, you know, moves teeth on autopilot is what we call it. So when you look at teeth straightening today, and I bet you most of the listeners here, we think of things like Ugly Betty. We think of things like, you know, the braces we knew about back in high school. Or we think about these aligners that you have to wear 22, 24 hours a day that no one can deal with. And what we're really trying to do here is to expand the market and make teeth straightening viable for people like you and I. And that's what we've done here with Embrace.
What do you think is like the question you get asked the most about Embrace?
People ask, how is it different from existing options? If I can kind of go into that, Embrace is a behind the teeth straightener. It's designed, personalized just for you. And it goes behind the teeth and it moves on what we call autopilot because it's you know, made with all the AI and customized software to move the teeth comfortably and gently.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all also, a lot of us are in our late 20s, early 30s, or 20s, 30s, I should say. A lot of our listeners have expressed that they're having to explore adult braces because they, you know, either got braces too young or they just lost their retainer and then didn't do anything about it.
You want to know something? I know you like to keep it real. So let's just keep it real and talk about the real stuff. As an entrepreneur, what I'm really big on is thinking abundantly and growing markets and, you know, showing people what's possible that people otherwise thought was not possible. Okay, so let's just start with some basic, like fundamental truths, right, that we're trying to do here at Embrace is people get teeth straightening because they want to look worse and they want to look better. And with the existing options we have out there, which is braces and aligners, they force you to look worse first before you look better. You know, that's why a lot of adults not opted in. And if a lot of people listening here are into beauty and aesthetics, let's just think, for example, as regular people, and let's say you wanted to get a facelift. Imagine you had to wrap your head with aluminum foil for 2 years, metal foil, advertise to the world like, hey, I'm getting a facelift, right? That's what conventional braces are, right? There's this metal stuff you had to put on your teeth. And then imagine this other technology, quote unquote, comes around. And instead of using aluminum foil, you're putting like plastic saran wrap that you can, you know, take on and off. And the caveat is that when you take it off, your face actually goes backwards. That's actually what happens with aligners, right? If you're not wearing them, the teeth go backwards. So again, going back with Embrace, I'm just trying to, you know, reiterate here is that we have something here that you don't have to advertise to the world that you're wearing it, that it doesn't require compliance, and it doesn't make you look worse before you look better. And that's how we're being able to open the market to a whole new type of consumer. People like you and I, that you even, I think, mentioned to me that you had never gotten orthodontic treatment before.
So that actually leads me to my next question. Like, how would you determine if you are a good candidate for Embrace?
Yeah, so Embrace can treat all types of malocclusions, is what we call it. That means all types of teeth, you know, whether it's mild or severe. And it's really perfect for folks who are busy and on the go, who, you know, don't want to look worse before they look better, right? And, you know, who really want to enjoy the kind of smile that they've always wanted without having to deal with the hassles of these trays and coming in for monthly tightenings and those types of things.
And now we have another special guest, Dr. Kawakami, Sarah's orthodontist, who walked her through this entire Embrace process, but she's also going to break down the different types of adult braces And even, you know, children's braces. Are children doing like Invisalign and stuff?
I mean, I think so. And that's also something that I was going to mention, like for people listening, maybe it's not even for you. Maybe you have kids and you're like trying to figure out like what the new technology is for braces. So excited to have Dr. Kawakami on. She is such a wealth of knowledge. She's been practicing for so long. She's a member of the American Dental Association and the California Dental Association. She is a diplomat of the American Board of Orthodontics. She's affiliated with so many boards. She knows exactly what she's doing. She is the assistant clinical professor in the graduate orthodontic department at USC as well. And actually, Dr. Pham was one of her students, which is really sweet. I love the connection there. But yeah, she's like Kirby said, she's just going to get into all of it, all of the information you want to know about braces. So here we go. Dr. Kawakami, is this your first podcast?
First podcast ever.
Honored.
We really are honored to have a professional, a USC professor, an expert on all things teeth on the podcast, because Kirby and I are obsessed with teeth, and obviously you helped to give my teeth a makeover, so I'm very, very grateful. Let's talk about this, Dr. Kawakami. Why did I get my braces? Why do our teeth shift so much when we become adults? Whether or not we had braces as a child, as a teen, like why is it shifting?
Well, I think some of it is as an adult, our bodies have changed. If you know that when we work out, when we eat, metabolism is different. As adults, our teeth are set in a certain way that when you try to move them as we're older, even if we sand in between the teeth, and Sarah, you remember me sanding in between your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you get those teeth absolutely centered in the bone, there's going to be some shifting. The other thing I was thinking about is, depending if you've had braces before, it kind of depends on how you started. If you are a pretty mild case to begin with, maybe just mild spacing, maybe mild crowding, straightening them, retaining them was probably very easy. But as cases get a little bit more difficult, again, because of the time it takes to treat, it also takes a little bit of time to retain. And I've had patients that have had difficult cases. Example, kid came in, lost retainers a couple years ago, teeth look great. I've also had a patient where they wore their retainers religiously and we had some movement. So, you know, you want to think that orthodontics can be a very exact science, but everybody's teeth are shaped differently, roots are different. There's a lot of different factors that affect that.
So even if you do get braces, there's no guarantee that they won't shift throughout your life.
They, you know, because again, if you get it as a kid, you're still growing. I think as we mature, our bodies are changing. I mean, you know, metabolism changes. Example, like exercise all you want, it's different from when you're 21 versus maybe in your 50s.
Yeah.
You know, you feel healthy, but things are different. I truly believe it does affect us maintaining our straight teeth.
Totally.
Random question. You see a lot of children, obviously, at your practice. Do you like recommend braces at a certain age? Because I sometimes see kids who have braces and they're like 5 or 4, which is like so young to me in my mind.
That's very young.
That's really okay. Because then they're going to have to get braces again when they're like 9, right?
What you have to understand is that on the younger kids, those that still have baby teeth, that's more phase 1. And I do phase 1 treatments. I don't dissuade it. I don't do nearly as much as I used to, maybe when I first started out almost, you know, well over 20 years ago. Underbites, a cross bite when the teeth aren't fitting correctly, you might want to do something. But again, if you're looking at someone that's getting braces 4, 5, 6, 7, that's first phase. So you're just pretty much putting the braces on the permanent teeth, not so much the baby teeth. And as they grow and lose the rest of those baby teeth, then that phase 2 is needed, where then the braces are put on all the permanent teeth.
Wait, so Dr. K, you would put braces on baby teeth? That's like a thing that people do?
No. What I'm saying is there's baby teeth and permanent teeth. So it's mixed dentition. So we put the braces on the adult teeth that are there. That's why when you hear something about 4 or 5, either they have gotten their teeth a little bit earlier, or maybe there's a removable type of appliance that to help correct an underbite. But the youngest I really have seen, and I probably delayed treatment, was someone maybe as young as six or seven. And it's dependent. You know, sometimes a kid will need treatment, but you know, maturity's not there. And you still have time to fix it, even if you wait.
Kirby, when did you get your braces? You were pretty young.
Yeah, I was in third grade, but I had had all of my four teeth come in, you know, permanent teeth. And I also had a severe overbite. So I had a Herbst appliance in my mouth for, I mean, it felt like years, but I think it was maybe a year. And it corrected my overbite, which was nuts. But I definitely had the bars that clicked and would get stuck. And yeah, I was a little dork.
But your teeth didn't shift the way that, like, I think a lot of our listeners who are, you know, asking questions, they were asking me about my process with InBrace because they're like, oh, you know, I didn't wear my retainers. Like, I'm looking into like getting the adult braces or getting braces as an adult.
I think the teeth that people mostly notice as an adult are your lower front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the upper, but so much lower. I treated myself because my lower teeth shifted a little bit. And I pretty much have been resigned to indefinite retention. I wear my retainer every night.
I think it really is so interesting because after I had my Herbst appliance and my braces, I didn't have braces on my bottom teeth. So I do have like a little crowding down here. It doesn't bother me. So I'm like, my dentist has been like, you're fine, whatever. But I had a retainer. I was never told to wear it religiously. I was never told, like, it was basically like for a couple of years afterwards, use your retainer and that's it. So I think this is like such an interesting conversation because it's just so different for so many people. Obviously, we're talking about adult braces this episode. Are you seeing more adults come in like ready to go?
I do. I see adults. Some of them are the parents of my current patients. I've gotten Sarah in just because she too had noticed she had tried. You tried some aligners, I believe.
Yep. I tried the Smile Direct, which we will get into on why that didn't work for me personally. But because you think we're like seeing ourselves a lot more in our phones and Zooms, or they're seeing the change in their kids, like, what do you think it is?
Or maybe they can afford it.
Here's an interesting thing. So I'm volunteer faculty at SC Orthodontic, and I had a pre-session with the second year residents, and I was telling them, hey, I'm going to be doing this podcast. Here's some questions. They've been in the clinic for a good year now. They're starting their second year.
Oh my God, you crowdsourced your answers?
Crowdsourced. I love this.
It was interesting because what I said, they actually agreed with, but they brought up something that I didn't really think about. I do know that as an adult, we do look in the mirrors. We do notice our teeth. I didn't apply it to the social media that these residents did. They said, you know what, with social media, Instagram, Facebook, people are taking a heck of a lot more selfies. I never, honestly, at myself, never looked at it that way. I just noticed when I brushed my teeth were not straight. And so I did that for myself. And I did it for my husband as well. He had braces as a teenager and his teeth shifted a little bit, but it's not because of social media. But that's what these residents told me. And then plus with Zoom, you know, COVID brought up more Zoom meetings. Like, I'm looking at you guys right now up close and personal, right? So it's just different generation. You know, I notice it because I look in the mirror, brush my teeth, that type of thing. And these kids in there, you know, their 20s, but they brought up about social media, Zoom, Instagram, and it's true.
Yeah. Totally. I don't think there are filters to straighten our teeth yet, huh, Kirby, on Instagram?
No, but oh my God, that's going to be a whole new world for the world of orthodontics once that happens.
Yeah. And I feel like Invisalign or InBrace should like make a filter because then that'll encourage people the same way where we're like, oh, we should get our nose done this way because I like how it looks in the filter. Like, oh, like we need to get our teeth straightened to look like this filter.
Or like, I need to thin my eyebrows out more or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Kawakami, let's discuss the three most popular options that we hear a lot about that, you know, we get a lot of questions about. So there's obviously Invisalign. Then there is the DTC dental services like Smile Direct Club, like I think Bite is another one of them. And then InBrace, which is what I got. Can you kind of walk us through maybe like why a person would want to get Invisalign over InBrace, or why they would want to do Smile Direct Club, like what makes them a good candidate.
Well, this is interesting too, though, Dr. Kawakami, because I would just bunch Invisalign with the DTC companies.
You shouldn't, though.
Yeah, see, and that's what I want to learn more about.
Invisalign has been around for many years now, and I think has improved quite a bit. Orthodontists are involved with it, as well as general dentists. There are attachments that we put on the teeth. There are IPR, which is called interproximal reduction, which again, Sarah knows about, which allows us to move the teeth with these clear aligners or Invisalign trays. You know, the trays have to be changed anywhere from a week to 2 weeks, and your treatment can be anywhere from a few weeks up to a year, maybe past that. I personally like Invisalign maybe a year, if not just slightly past that, because I have plenty of patients that have said, you know what, it was great the first 6 months, but I'm ready to move on. I'm all for Invisalign. I use it in my office. Smile Direct, there may be orthodontists at the beginning, but it just seems like they eliminate that person and make it seem like you're buying something off at a drugstore, like reading glasses. And if you use that analogy, someone that truly has issues with seeing correctly, close up, far away, you go see the optometrist. You want to get something specific. You want to get something that will correct everything. So Smile Direct does not do that. Smile Direct markets to that consumer saying, hey, we'll take your case, we'll give you the trays, and you'll be done. Now, on the other hand, Smile Direct, mild crowding, very mild crowding, mild spacing, probably does great. But I think with Sarah, her teeth were probably mildly crowded, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so to treat her, they pushed her teeth forward. So she became what we consider bimaxillary protrusive. In other words, upper teeth and lower teeth became too proclined. Because when she first came in, I thought I didn't realize you had done the Smile Direct. So I just, you know, I was thinking, wow, she's bimaxillary protrusive. If you were a younger kid, you know, maybe 11, 12, 13, it might have been a tooth extraction because the teeth were so far out that we need to bring them. No, I'm just saying, I didn't know the background.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so I want to say, like, there is like I think there's a class action lawsuit right now against Smile Direct Club.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. But I will say Kirby's boyfriend, Patrick, did it and it worked great for him. Right, Kirby?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. So like Kirby, when she was mentioning she has to like saw between my teeth, like there was no way that, like, unless she did that,
there was no way your teeth were going to go bad. There was no way your teeth were going to upright. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that to me was like, okay, like there needs to be a professional that's checking in periodically, or like you should be advised to go see your orthodontist if you are using like a Smile Direct to make sure that the progress is good and not damaging.
Well, because too, that class action lawsuit that Sarah and I have discussed in the past where people's teeth are like falling out, it's like, you don't know, if you didn't speak to a professional and like your tooth is already about to fall out and then you start using these things and they're being moved around, like, yeah, maybe your tooth is going to effing fall out. So, you know, like that's why you go to a Dr. K and you get examined first and then, you know, you go from there. I actually, though, wanted to just circle back real quick. And I know this is very hard because it really is dependent on the patient, Dr. K, but Invisalign, Smile Direct Club, InBrace, which one is like best for certain issues? Like, would you use Invisalign if there was like a gap?
But see, here's the thing. I truly believed when I first got out, I figured, oh, I'm just going to use regular braces. But then as I was practicing over the years, you realize that Invisalign was a good thing that came out. At first, I was kind of, you know, that's not the way I want to straighten teeth. But there's certain situations where it's good. People don't want something on their teeth. They want straight teeth. And if they're good and diligent about wearing their trays, it will straighten their teeth.
See, so that's the thing for me. That was it. It was like, I knew based on like my experience with Smile Direct that I was not diligent enough to keep the Invisalign for 22 out of the 24 hours a day. Like there was no way that I was going to do that. Like I snack too much. I like drink my coffee. Like literally this has been here since like 6 a.m. I'm still sipping it, which is why I think it made me such a good candidate for Embrace.
Well, honestly, there were other braces that are behind the teeth, but it made it difficult to clean your teeth. And so when Embrace came out, they came up with modifications to make it easy to stand in between the teeth, make it easy to floss in between the teeth, because with the braces behind your teeth, it made it harder to keep your teeth, you know, clean, because now the braces are behind your teeth. It's one thing keeping the faces of your teeth clean, but now you're dealing with, you know, the braces in some places where it's hard, you know, to get the toothbrush around there. So there are times, and again, like Sarah said, there are people that come into the office and say, you know, I really, because of COVID, I don't want to be taking this tray in and out of my mouth. Then fixed appliances, whether they're on the front of the teeth or the back of the teeth, will work great. And then there's people that are going to say, hey, I don't want to be wearing braces. You know, I'm in this type of a job. I don't want it to be seen. So then you kind of circle back. You know, there are those that I've talked to, those patient-wise, they've decided, yeah, I'll do the braces on the face of the teeth. Here's the thing. There are those that it's okay wearing the clear braces, okay? Even adults, and they're great with it. And honestly, much easier treating-wise. You know, I'm going to be honest. With Embrace, it's a great appliance, but again, there's a lot of chair-side time. You know, my staff has to spend a lot of time putting the braces on. But once it gets going and you're in that routine, the result is great, but it's not meant for everybody. Example, I had a patient where I thought we were going to do Embrace, but she's a voiceover actress. Mm. And I had experience. You were one of them. And one of my friends too was saying, I feel like I lisp because my tongue touches the braces. Even though I kept saying, you sound fine. I understand you. I don't hear that lisp. But once you're conscious of it, it's going to bug you until you're done. We decided, you know what? Let's go around that. And she's now very happy and in the midst of Invisalign. Now, again, on Invisalign, there's attachments. And I told patients, all right, you need to make sure that if you're drinking coffee, tea, eating, you take the trays out, but you really should brush your teeth. Not just rinse, brush, because there are times where those attachments can discolor. And they do. And so the one thing that helps sometimes is that if you're doing a complete, you run through some trays, you could actually remove them, rescan, and get the next set of trays, and then new attachments would be placed on.
All of it's a lot of work.
Yeah, all of it's a lot of work. I like to be able to offer my patients more than one option. But again, it's also my job to kind of say, this one I think is the best. Or we're going to look at both of these.
I just wanted to add more of my personal experience. I feel like I would have been in Invisalign longer. My Embrace experience was like less than a year total, right, Dr. Kalkami?
Well, I think that space on the bottom, which we had to have, that closed way faster than it would have done with trays. I'll tell you that right now. And I do agree with them when they say there's a lot of movement the first few months. They are so true. And you do notice that improvement in the smile. I have those patients that are just like, wow, it really has made a change. And the thing is, we're not done yet. So it is amazing what they have done with their appliance. And the way I explain to patients is that, all right, these brackets are all the same, but it's that custom wire, that smart wire works well. And they're constantly improving it.
What's the difference in pricing between an Invisalign? You know, I feel like I'm not sure about Smile Direct Club and the DTCs and then Embrace.
I don't know about those. Embrace and Invisalign, pretty much it's the same, as well as adult. I don't have too much of a difference there, because it's one, I think Embrace can probably accomplish, but there's still that time difference, materials. It's more based on the difficulty and the time. I think on average, you're looking at, I'll give you a range. I know it's anywhere from like 57 to maybe 62, 63. It depends on location.
100. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that depending on insurance. Now remember, you know, a lot of insurances are just covering the kids. And then there's insurances that will cover adults. It's braces. It's just a different modality. It should be covered.
Totally. And I just looked it up. Smile Direct Club is around 2,000 in total for most. Okay. I also wanted just to ask you, and I think I already know the answer to this. Are straight teeth healthy teeth to you?
Okay, so the easiest answer to that is straight teeth are easier to keep clean. Straight teeth are easier to floss. You don't see the inflammation as much with the gums. If you remember, if you have any access to any kids that don't have braces yet and have crooked teeth, then again, the gums get a little bit more puffy around there.
So it affects the gum health as well.
Obviously, I talked about my in-brace experience throughout like the 7-8 months that I had it. But I would love for you, Dr. Kawakami, to kind of share what your feedback has been like as, an orthodontist, as someone who is, you know, talking to patients. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, the voiceover actress who it wasn't a good fit for. I know you were like really impressed with how quickly my teeth moved with Embrace. But like overall, generally speaking, like when someone comes in, they're like, I want to try Embrace. Like, what are you telling them?
If right now, for me, I've been doing Embrace for probably just over a year. I have slowly been moving from just the very, very simple cases. But I still believe the more difficult ones. And I know people have treated with Embrace with extraction cases, but I've not done that myself. If someone is that crowded, I still feel in my hands, I would still push them towards the regular braces. If it's more mild, and a lot of adults, the bite's great. They're looking just for, you know, maybe some mild crowding top and bottom, as opposed to wearing a retainer, or maybe they don't want to wear the trays. Then I encourage Embrace because I think it's great for that. I think the teeth do move a little bit more quicker. You get a result quicker. Invisalign, I think, is for those that maybe have had extractions as a kid, or they have numerous crowns that we don't want to maybe put any appliances on, or are they missing teeth, things like that. So I guess my answer is geared more towards those adults that are coming in and wanting to know what are the differences between regular conventional braces, behind the teeth braces, and aligners. I think there's a market, honestly, for all three. And it's just our job, my job, to kind of corral it in and decide as an orthodontist which is the best way and present it that way.
Love that. Okay, final question. Super easy for you because this is like the heart and soul of your work. What is your advice for maintaining healthy teeth for the rest of our lives? Like for a lot of people, dentistry is a very expensive thing that they can't afford.
Okay. The simplest thing, you're going to laugh. You get up in the morning. You don't say, I don't have time. You brush your teeth. I actually use a rotary toothbrush and I pretty much in the morning, it's on for 2 minutes. I brush my teeth in the morning and I brush my teeth at night. I probably don't floss as much as I should, but flossing is a great thing. My husband does it daily. Yeah, I think just brushing, seeing your dentist for their checkups, you know, going there for a pro fee once, twice a year will keep your teeth nice and healthy. And if you've had braces as an adult, I still believe it's indefinite retention. Not necessarily a fixed retainer, but I think retainers at night.
Retainers for the rest of our lives.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.